Driving on a driver's license suspended for a DUI. I'm Gordon Thompson, and today is June 30th, 2016. And the topic of today's podcast is what happens if I am caught driving on a license suspended for a DUI. The first possibility is if at the time the person is driving on the suspended license, they are also driving as a DUI, meaning they're impaired to some extent, then that can be charged as a Class 4 felony. The mandatory minimum sentence if somebody is found guilty of driving on a suspended license and DUI is 4 months in state prison, with the presumptive sentence being 2.5 years in state prison. And so the consequences can be very serious. A second possibility is if the person is not DUI, driving on a suspended license as a misdemeanor is a Class 1 misdemeanor. There is no minimum sentence. That requirement was abolished several years ago. However, the maximum possible sentence is 6 months in jail and 3 years of summary probation. In addition to that, if someone is found guilty of the offense, the license is restricted for a period of 1 year after that. And the restrictions can be fairly tight, for example, to and from work or doctor's appointments for specified reasons. And so there is a further limitation on the person's ability to drive. Another concern that people should have if they're driving on a suspended license is that if they're involved in an accident, their insurance company may disclaim coverage. They may say that they don't have to pay for the damages. That provision is in most insurance policies these days and is rarely enforced. But nevertheless, that is a possibility. You can be responsible for the damage caused to another vehicle and have to pay that. Now, the question is, well, how am I going to get caught driving on a suspended license? Well, in Paradise Valley in Scottsdale, that's easy because the police cars now have cameras on them which can automatically scan license plates. If the license plate comes back suspended, where the owner of the vehicle is suspended for any reason, the officers will stop the vehicle, and if the owner is driving, they will impound the vehicle for 30 days. Now, the vehicle may be subject to early release from the 30 days. For example, the person's spouse can get it out, except if within the past 12 months, the vehicle has been early released before, for example, for a DUI, it is not eligible for the early release. In addition to that, the person who got the vehicle out, for example, the spouse, is subject to a civil penalty of $250 or more for allowing the vehicle to be driven illegally. And so someone's spouse can be financially responsible if the person is caught driving on a suspended license. Now, these are some of the consequences of what happens if someone is found guilty of a driving on a suspended license, suspended for a DUI. If you have any questions, please call me to discuss it.